This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Unlike a lot of my members, I won't name any names, I actually enjoy campaigns. As you know, I've had a few of them. And it'll be a spirited race, particularly since I've become leader of my party in the Senate. I've noticed I get more attention than I used to. And I look forward to the contest and laying out our differences to the people of Kentucky.
I wanted to fly fighter jets, and that's what I did. And along the way, I met my husband, a Navy pilot. We got married, we have three kids, and it's amazing. But we both looked at each other over the last 3 years, like many Americans and many Kentuckians, and we've said, you know, hey, we need better leaders in this country.
Wow. So Mitch McConnell has an interesting challenge this time around. He doesn't get challenged that often. And, you know, he's been around forever in his seat, many of you listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. So McConnell McGrath, 2020. They're both up for the challenge. She says, need better leaders. And he says he likes the idea of being challenged. I think it's interesting, and I start the show this way. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Because we focus so much, obviously, on the next time around being a presidential year, which is always super big. But don't forget about who's representing you in Washington. Remember the Declaration of Independence, which, whew, was not flooded out when they had those floods just a couple of days ago in Washington, D.C. and Alexandria, Virginia. The National Archives. So awesome to go see the Declaration of Independence. It's we the people. It's we the people. Sometimes I think we the people forget we are the ones that put the representatives there. That's why the more people that vote, the more people that weigh in, the better chances things will change, that maybe you're not satisfied and you'll get a candidate you like, or you'll keep the person that you like and not see them lose their seat. Speaking of losing their seat, it's going to be interesting to watch what happens with the Department of Labor, what happens there because of what is now a Secretary of Labor, Alex Acosta, who's definitely embattled. And he's under fire from Dems and conservatives as well, because of Jeffrey Epstein and the connection to Jeffrey Epstein. In the past 2 days, there have been calls for him to resign or be fired because he was part of that plea deal, the sweetheart deal, that resulted in a light sentence for the multimillionaire Epstein, who was at the time accused of sex trafficking back in 2008. How many other people are his victims? Because, yeah, he served a cupcake sentence. It was easy. He got to leave and come back and do all that kind of stuff. I mean, this guy's a predator, a serial sex offender, allegedly been charged with all kinds of stuff. And now he's grown a beard and he's in a jumpsuit and could never see the light of day again. He had a ton of money. I mean, a ton, and knew everybody and anyone, including Bill Clinton, who used his jet, and of course, Donald Trump, too. But the multimillionaire was somebody who had massive power. There's no question about that. And now there is a question about the Secretary of Labor, and I think it's a good one. What was he thinking? I mean, this guy didn't just have scum. He had scum and bag and everything else written all over him with what happened the first time around. I couldn't even tell you all the sick, twisted details of what he's done with these young girls who he could be the grandfather of, and what went down. And now they even have apparently some tapes of him. And I think it's going to be swift justice there, but he still gets his day in court. So he's been indicted. We'll see what happens there. In the White House, of course, saying that the president had a falling out like 15 years ago, and he said, I'm not a fan. I mean, this guy was equal opportunity, Democrat, Republicans. I mean, that's what I would say, and movie stars and everyone else, because he had access. He had money. When you have money, you have access, even if you're horrific. and people just don't know it under the surface. Or did they know it? That's the thing. He only served 13 months in prison for felony prostitution charges, got immunity from federal sex trafficking charges that could have sent him to prison for life in 2008. And he got to squirm around all those years in between. Wow. I mean, wow. Crazy. By the way, update alert, U.S., China, and trade and tariffs. Did you forget about it? Because so many other things are happening. Well, let me give you the latest. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke with their Chinese counterparts. So they're relaunching trade talks. They haven't had this for a while now. They did that truce last month. And the Chinese vice premier and the commerce minister apparently decided that they're going to continue the talks as appropriate. They're going to look at continuing the talks. So there was a pause, and now they're going to start it back up again. Let's see if they can find a path to a deal and something that works and is logical, because you got to think about this. Trump agreed to postpone new tariffs on about $300 billion of Chinese imports, but he left in place the 25% duty on about $260 billion of Chinese products. And Trump also said he would allow U.S. companies to resume supplying some of their products to different companies, but the Chinese telecommunications gear-making giant is on a Commerce Department trade blacklist because of national security concerns. We're talking about HT. And, man, I mean, easing the restrictions, there's lots of good faith and energy apparently here. Will it happen? You know, who knows? Let me pull out my crystal ball, and I'll tell you. We do have another loss. Ross Perot, dead at the age of 88, but he's not the only one. We have some breaking news that happened as well. Rip Torn, who I thought was just a hilarious, and they're both Texans, by the way, a politician, of course, politician businessman, Ross Perot, and Rip Torn, actor, who was in all kinds of movies, but was the producer, the overall producer of the Larry Sanders Show, which was a very funny show that I used to watch. I want to say it was on HBO. And it was, of course, Larry Sanders. The whole idea of the Larry Sanders thing is Gary Shandling playing the talk show host. And it really mirrored what happens behind the scenes in late night TV talk. And he won an Emmy in the mid-90s. So Rip Torn, I think, I think he was a great actor, because I know I saw him in a bunch of things. And he was also the cousin of, I'll think of her name, Sissy Spacek, and helped, I think, Sissy Spacek at least kind of get a foothold or get an idea of what she could do in Hollywood, but came from Temple, Texas. So Rip Torn, dead at the age of 88. Stay with us. Coming up next, you don't want to miss this. We have a giveaway. Nora Roberts. Ever read her books? Oh, she's got a gazillion bestsellers. I can't even keep track of them anymore. We got one, and you could be a winner, winner, winner. Perfect beach reading. That's next here on ATN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Kate Delaney, welcome to my show. I have a big, bad giveaway for you. You'll love this. This woman is one of my favorite writers. In fact, my mom's favorite writer. My mom died, gosh, like 6 years ago, and she was reading one of her books. And I have the bookmarker right where she was reading one of this woman's books. So Nora Roberts has a new book out. It's called Undercurrents. And let me tell you about it. For both Zane and Darby, their small-town roots hold a terrible secret. Now, decades later, they come together to build a new life. But will the post set them free or pull them under? And that's not post, it's the past. It could be the post, but it's the past. Will the past set them free or pull them under? That's when you know you need glasses, even though I have, like, Wonder Woman vision. Undercurrents is Nora Roberts' big new summer novel. If you're a Nora fan, which I am. And I mentioned my mother. You're going to love this book. Call now for your chance to win a copy of Undercurrents by Nora Roberts, available in bookstores everywhere. And also you have a chance to qualify for an Undercurrents branded beach towel. So if you call me right now at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, I will send you a copy of the book. Sweet! Our studio audience loves it. They're applauding. Are they sitting on their hands? I saw them applauding. Yeah! Sure. That's huge. It is huge. You know, it's funny. I was in a sandwich shop somewhere a couple of years ago. I think it was actually in Dallas. And there was a, I saw a great sign, and it just really stuck with me. And you may have heard different versions of this, you know, about stepping out. You know, I have my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, that I talk about Deal Your Own Destiny, that you have to go all in and patience pays and you have to stack the deck and all that. And anyway, Nora Roberts, I think, she just, the way her brain works, I'm going to talk about this for a second, just so fascinating that she can pump out the books that she pumps out. She has rabid fans. And I can see why, because of her style and the way she thinks. She definitely is a deal your own destiny person. She definitely is somebody who wasn't afraid to take the leap, because you can imagine what that's like in the world of publishing and sometimes the pressure to write, although what a super, super charmed life, there's no doubt. I think this book is just perfect for, like I said, this is perfect for a beach read. And who knows, maybe one of you, if you're listening and you call in, your name will be put in to win the beach towel. Who doesn't need a beach towel? And it's actually a beautiful beach towel. It's the color of the beautiful cover, too. So you could be the winner on that one. And like I said, there's just something about the way her mind works. You know, I've interviewed a lot of different authors and I talked to them about how they came up with their book ideas, and you know that from listening to the show. And she's just one of those that I can't imagine, and maybe it's happened to her, but I just can't see her sitting down and writing and being having that writer's block. So when I was in the sub shop, I want to make sure I get back to this and give you the payoff. I saw a sign, I took a picture of it, and what it said was, if you don't step forward, you're always in the same place. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. She was definitely someone who did not, who went after what she wanted. And you know, when I took that, I took a snapshot of that January 2nd, 2016, and I saw that in downtown Dallas. So how about that? I mentioned Rip Torn from the Larry Sanders Show, the cynical producer on that show. He's dead at the age of 88 years old. He died at home with his wife and his daughters and by his side and publicist and all that kind of stuff. I mean, his career spans back pretty far, back to 1959 and Pork Chop Hill and Paul Newman and 1962, Sweet Bird of Youth. I'm going to go back and watch those before my time. But he did win an Emmy, like I mentioned, in 1996 for playing that crazy producer. Arthur was his name on the show, and he had had 9 Emmy nominations. He grew up in Temple, Texas, and he was born in 1931 and made his debut in 56 in Baby Doll, and then, of course, went on to so many other things. And think of Hollywood and what Hollywood was like then. I thought he was super, super funny guy, and he was a big stage actor, because I can remember people talking about what he did stage wise and he was in some big productions like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and he was a young man from Atlanta. He was in that too. So 6 kids, he's married 3 times, 6 kids he leaves behind, Rip Torn. So, wow, rest in peace, definitely. Stranger Things, people are talking about Stranger Things. It is season 3. I got turned on to this by my nephew. It's one of those binge possibilities. The third season is supposed to be pretty interesting. I don't want to tip off anyone as to what it is, because, of course, I've read some things. But it couldn't be more popular, I think, especially for, I guess, sci-fi people, mystery, a little bit pushing the mystery boundaries. But, you know, you're talking about kids and strange things that happen in this town, and that's how this whole thing started. And my nephew kept telling me, watch it. You'll love it. And I thought, oh, no, Tom, I don't want to watch it. But sure enough, he was right. I started to watch it, and I got hooked big time on the first one. And, you know, subsequently went and watched the second season. And you know how this goes, right? Now it's about binge watching is just what we do. There's no commercials. It's a rainy day. Everything is done. And there you go. If you liked Game of Thrones, I talked about going to Ireland and seeing some of the places where they filmed Game of Thrones and how it just blew me away, the whole thing, meeting an extra from it. And Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin is moving into discussions with HBO on potential prequel series possibilities. And I guess they are filming a pilot episode in Ireland. So details from what is that series? I mean, think about it. You've got the Lannisters. You have the anti-heroes. You have so many things just like Star Wars where you could go back and tell the tale of how they got there. And imagine a spin-off or something like that. You knew, okay, because it was just pumping money, you knew that this was not going to just die. That somehow, some way, there was going to be something that came of this. Prequel came to my mind before I was hearing anything about it. But it makes sense that you could even do, I thought you could even do something of the Descendants. And perhaps that's something that ends up happening too. Maybe there's a couple of different ways they go with this whole idea of continuing the Game of Thrones. And then maybe they even eventually come back and they do another one. It's like, you know, Downton Abbey, which was way different than Game of Thrones, of course. Nothing similar about them. But the excitement over Game of Thrones in a different way and the excitement over Downton Abbey, we are now seeing that there's going to be the movie in September on Downton Abbey. And because I think the fans were so rabid, when we do our cheap movie reviews on our Thursday into Friday show, you can bet that that will be a big draw because they had dedicated people, rabid fan base, raving fans, as I like to call them when I speak. I do a thing on raving fans. Raving fans. So that will probably blow everybody away at the box office that week, depending on what else has come out. But lately, this is the summer offerings and Toy Story 4 and Spider-Man and Men in Black, and still a lot of people haven't seen The Avengers Endgame. I loved it. It didn't seem like 3 hours to me. The Hubs fell asleep. Go figure. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next on The Flip Side with me, Kate Delaney.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump expressed sympathy for his Labor Secretary Alex Acosta after calls for his resignation following the unveiling of new sex trafficking charges against billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta brought an earlier case against Epstein in Florida more than a decade ago, but he ultimately agreed to not pursue charges in federal court. He said that Acosta had been efficient on the job.
For 2.5 years, he's been just an excellent Secretary of Labor.
He shrugged off concerns that, as a U.S. attorney, Acosta signed off on a plea agreement that saw Epstein serving no time in federal prison.
I do hear that there were a lot of people involved in that decision, not just him.
When he was asked what he now thinks of his old friend, the president says they had a falling out.
I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Today's actually a really big day. It is National HIV Testing Day. There's new information that's out that certainly is going to show you that there is still an urgent need to scale up HIV testing to end the epidemic. And some people are saying, what are you talking about? Yes, while you were sleeping, there were some things that were happening. And the CDC has that data that shows most Americans have never had even an HIV test. So we're pleased to welcome to the show Janet Cleveland, Deputy Division Director over Prevention Programs in the CDC's Division of HIV AIDS Prevention. Janet, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be able to talk with you today on this very important day as we talk about this new CDC data that's been released that, as you've already said, underscores the need, the urgent need to scale up HIV testing.
Let's talk about some of that information, because the information, I have to be honest, Janet, it just blew me away. I feel like I'm a person who keeps up with statistics, but boy, I didn't realize just where we were. So tell people some of those statistics.
Well, approximately 38,000 people in this country are being diagnosed with HIV as recently as 2017. Approximately 1 million people are living with HIV here in the United States. So there's clearly a need for us to continue to identify those 15% of that 1 million that do not know that they might have acquired HIV and they may not have been tested for it as well. With the data that are being released today, we know that approximately 40% of people in the U.S. who should have been tested for HIV have not been tested for HIV. I think something that most people don't know as well is that the CDC since 2006 has recommended that all persons ages 13 to 64 be screened at least once in their lifetime for HIV. But for people who may have additional risk factors, who may be at a higher risk for acquiring HIV, we recommend that they should be tested at least annually, if not every 3 to 6 months, if it's from a population that is very much affected by HIV, such as men who have sex with men. So we want people to know that HIV testing is now easier than it has ever been before. We know that these numbers make a difference, but we know that we have an opportunity to make differences in terms of people's lives if they know what their status is. And I can talk a little bit more about that. Well,
yeah, wow. You know, I'm sitting here thinking that 13 to 64, and for everybody listening, at least once in your life to be tested for that. And why is that? Because there's probably some people saying, well, I've had the same partner, or I've been married for X amount of years, so why would I be in that group? And what would you say to that?
Well, you know, it's like having a baseline, if you will. Sure, people may be in monogamous relationships, but, you know, were they always monogamous? It's just good to know in terms of your sexual health in general, you know, what your status is. We always say this is like knowing what your cholesterol numbers are or knowing what your blood pressure is. Everyone needs to know that. But then if you are in a monogamous relationship, you have trust that you and your partner truly are monogamous and that you're not participating in any high-risk activities, then that baseline is pretty, you know, that's a pretty safe thing to go with. But again, if you have multiple partners, if you're a person who injects drugs, if you share needles, if there are other risk factors that makes you at risk for HIV, you need to be tested, you know, more frequently. And again, it should be a routine part of healthcare. This is not a way to shame people or to stigmatize people. It really is about knowing what your health status is. And your health status and everything about your health should be inclusive of what your status is in terms of HIV.
Yeah. Jenna, what is something that a lot of people don't know about HIV testing?
Well, I think that what's most important is that, because I think people are often afraid about HIV testing, but people need to know that it's a gateway to protecting their health. And so if a person has a negative test, that's a powerful way to be able to be exposed to new prevention tools that we have in our prevention toolbox, such as pre-exposure prophylaxis, commonly called PrEP. PrEP is a pill that you can take once a day that, much like a birth control pill, if you will, that helps protect you from acquiring HIV. Now, we still think that it's important to use condoms along with PrEP because condoms are going to help protect you from other sexually transmitted infections. PrEP is for HIV when one partner is with another partner who has HIV and doesn't want to acquire, of course, HIV from that individual. But then if the person receives a positive test, we know now that life expectancy is so much longer than what it was in the early days of HIV. If a person has a positive test, that person can actually be put on medications that can help them to live a normal lifespan, a healthy lifespan. There are very few toxicities related to the medications now, as opposed to what the drugs involved in the early years. A person really can use or have a normal life if they're on drugs, and they continue to stay on those drugs and take those medications as they're supposed to, because ultimately what we want them to do is to keep their viral load for HIV. We want them to keep that suppressed, if you will. So viral suppression simply means that there is little virus in the body that can be detected when testing for HIV, which then means that there's effectively no risk of that person transmitting the virus to someone else. So we are in a whole different era now in terms of HIV that is very promising and very positive as opposed to, again, years gone by.
So, Janet, for somebody like you, and we're speaking with Janet Cleveland, Deputy Division Director over Prevention Programs, CDC Division of HIV AIDS Prevention, you've been in various capacities working on this. You've seen it over the decades. So for you, this has to be exciting that now there are more ways to attack this, more people are on board, and that's why this HIV testing day is so important and really high. highlighting what the populations that are at high risk need to know and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly, Kate. I cannot tell you how simply ecstatic I am because I have worked in this field for a relatively long time, over 2 decades. And so I've seen the progress that has been made. We've made enormous progress in the fight against HIV, but there is still just so much more work to do. I think what I would want to say, you know, so much to your audience is that we now have access to the most powerful HIV prevention and treatment tools in the history of this disease. But we still know that HIV is spreading, and we know that it's spreading in certain areas. And so the government and the current administration is actually initiating a plan called Ending the Epidemic, Ending the HIV Epidemic, where we are attempting to try and end this epidemic within the next 10 years. And I think with this initiative, we have the ability with these new prevention tools that I've been talking about to be able to do exactly what we want to do in terms of eliminating this disease, and that is getting people who are at risk for HIV onto PrEP, particularly to those communities that are most impacted, such as African-American and Latino MSM and African-American and Latino communities in general. But we also have the opportunity for people who are already living with the disease. If they don't know it, we can get them onto the retroviral medications that are going to make a difference so that they can live a long life. And so this is a very exciting time.
Yeah, so for the CDC, the role in this new federal initiative, it sounds like the tools you can provide, the awareness, and getting the testing right. Is there something we missed in that?
Well, the new initiative it involves four pillars. So first of all, we want to make sure that we're diagnosing all people with HIV as quickly and as early as possible. We want to be able to treat people with HIV as rapidly and as effectively as we possibly can so that, again, we can get them to that sustained viral suppression. We want to prevent and protect people from new HIV infections by using the proven interventions that we have, you know, at hand right now. And, again, that involves PrEP. And I would also be remiss if I did not mention the importance of syringe services programs for persons who inject drugs. Syringe services programs are essential in terms of helping people who inject drugs to have the tools that they need not to acquire HIV. And then lastly, we want to respond quickly to outbreaks that might be happening around the country. So right now, this initiative is concentrated on 57 areas within the United States where we know over 50% of all infections actually exist. And so we're targeting those areas where we know the most HIV is, particularly during the early phases of this initiative, so that we can begin to make a mark in terms of these areas that we're trying to cover to end the epidemic. I would also want to say that, you know, you had asked me about what else would I say about testing.
Yeah.
You know, I started out by saying testing is you know, it's probably as easy as it's possibly been over the course of the years of this epidemic. People can actually go to HIVtest.org to find free, fast, and confidential HIV testing near them. So I would just encourage your listeners that if they've not been tested for HIV or if they need to be tested on a more regular basis, go to HIVtest.org to find that free and confidential testing.
Oh, that's powerful. All right, Janet Cleveland, Deputy Division Director over these prevention programs in the CDC's Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
To talk to is a guy named John Register. If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star, then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. Just an amazing, energetic, engaging, I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on your show again.
So let's talk about, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them, unforeseen. Your life is going on and it's great and you've got that plan and you had a plan and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives. And how we handle it is either going to push us towards, you know, victory and success and our medal podium performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the eighth fastest 400-meter hurdler in the country and, you know, some 25th in the world at that time. And, you know, in the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all right. seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here, because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have so many, have had so many soldiers mm-hmm. on our show and so many others involved in the military, and you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a four-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as two Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games after 92. I finished 17th in 400-meter hurdles, had a real good shot at making the team in 1996. I went across a hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making the tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which of course moves blood away from our heart to the lower portions of our body. I had to make that tough call. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, you know what, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. And that, those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is past. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And, you know, why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are the things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and you know, it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life, not just because of the competition and that we trained for. In my case, this was 20 years of culmination, an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am, you know, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in the long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, you know, the gold medal was 4.5 inches farther than I jumped. And to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was—it's indescribable, that feeling. And it wasn't just for the athletes; it was also for those those that were witnessing this. I call it the what to wow, because when we watch Paralympic sports, some people think they confuse it with Special Olympics, and it's not. It's a difference. It's a total different governance structure. It's not participatory. Special Olympics is. This is gold, silver, and bronze. People are going to fight and scratch and scrape and train as hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. The last growth is that we go from what to wow, and then oh, and that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're a CEO or if you're opening up doors as the frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said at Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics for some reason. Initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, you know, in an American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to, companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing. They have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the bobsled, the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right, we'll be looking for that for sure, John, and we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker for people listening that have businesses. Everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you a bit later.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.